And now it's time to check in on Hillsborough, where they had a public hearing last week, very much anticipated public hearing to talk about the future of the Colonial Inn, as the new owners of that property are requesting a special use permit to renovate it. A lot of other discussions at that public hearing last week as well. Looking ahead to a bunch of events coming up this week and beyond. We are joined now on the phone by Jen Weaver, who's the mayor pro tem of Hillsborough, stepping in for Mayor Stevens this week. Good to be with you today. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's good to be here too.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the public hearing last week. Again, a lot of people excited about the future of the Colonial Inn in the process of working towards potential renovations. A lot of steps need to be taken along the way, though, including that hearing last week for the special use permit request. So what was the context of the discussion? What are the owners looking to do? And what was the tenor of the hearing last week?
Well, I'll start by saying part of what made it exciting is that it was our first joint public hearing with the planning board in our newly renovated town
yes.
hall meeting space.
Yeah.
Which, if you've ever, any of the listeners who have been to any meetings in the town barn, it's very charming, except that the board members have to look through polls, literal polls, to see the audience members. So it was really nice to be in the new space and be able to see everybody. And yes, so this, you know, has been much anticipated. And so I think everyone was eager to see what the applicant had to say. And their proposal is, with their special use permit, is to, you know, restore the inn to an inn and also have it be an event center where people can have sort of small to medium sized events.
Awesome. So
on the property.
Yeah. So what were the details, and what was some of the comments?
Well, the details is they will be adding a new structure to the back of the property mm-hmm. to add some rooms to it, and there'll be also a dining service inside, and there'll be a bar inside that will have some music, but they intend to abide by the event center noise ordinance, not noise ordinance, but the event center kind of time rules on amplified music that are in our UDO. So they'll be ending. I'm going to mess up the times here on live radio, but I'll just say they're not going to be playing music till
at a reasonable hour, right?
Kind of yeah. Right, yeah. That's right.
Okay.
So that's the general gist of it, and they'll have outdoor space for, you know, weddings, things like that.
Okay.
And the tenor, I would say, was pretty positive. The neighbors, of course, immediately surrounding the property, have a lot of questions and a few concerns, but almost, I think it could be to a person, they all expressed how that they are, you know, excited to see something done with the inn, and that are, you know, they're supportive of something happening, but they, you know, had some concerns that they wanted to voice and hope that the applicant can address.
I got to imagine that's got to be that kind of little bit of a difficult position, because you got this big thing potentially going in. You know, you're going to have traffic issues and a lot of people in and out and maybe potential noise. But at the same time, having something there is going to be better just in and of itself for you as a neighbor living near that property than the situation that has existed for the last few years, right?
I certainly think so, and I think most of the neighbors think so. You know, I think I try to be sensitive to the fact that I don't live next door, and so you know, there are friends that live there. But it's a, you know, it's kind of a classic interface of you know, some people who, the interface of commercial and residential happening right there in the first block of downtown. So you know, there's some things to work through.
Hey, speaking with Jen Weaver again, hillsboroughnc.gov is the town's website if you want more information about town government, including if you want to follow the progress of the Colonial Inn discussion as they work towards the decision on the SUP and then everything else beyond that. So what are the next steps, and what is kind of the timeline for the next steps here?
So next steps is that the planning board will revisit this topic when they meet next month, and then we will hear it. Then it will come to the town. They'll make a recommendation to the town board that may have some conditions attached to it, and then it'll come to us.
Awesome, and that'll be probably later on this year, this fall sometime?
Yeah, I want to say September.
Okay.
But I should have looked at that before I talked to you on the phone. But
it'll change between now and then a little bit anyway,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Well, the public hearing was closed. So, yep. You know, that piece is closed, but we're still in the process.
All right. Again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on that. Speaking with Jen Weaver, Mayor Pro Tem for the town of Hillsboro. So other things that are happening, exciting. I know there's a lot of always a lot of upcoming events and activities. What's on the agenda for the town?
Well, a few fun things are coming up this weekend. It's for one thing, it's Last Fridays, which is always fun with a gallery walk and lots of stuff on the courthouse lawn and music, and that's always a good fun time, and hopefully the weather will hold, but I'm happy for it to rain between now and then. And then on Sunday, there's the Hillsboro Running Club is doing a run to raise money for MS at 7 a.m. on Okanichi Speedway. So if anyone, you don't have to sign up. I think you just show up bright and early if you want to participate in that. And then there's also our radio station, WHUP, is having a fundraiser on Sunday also.
Awesome.
So lots of fun things happening.
Very cool. Again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. You can also head to visithillsboronc.com for events and happenings, the upcoming calendar, and a whole lot more about the town of Hillsboro. Jen Weaver, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Aaron.